This is kind of a beginner's course. We're going to cover some things that I know a lot of you who practice in this area quite a bit probably already know. But just to make sure we're on ground zero, covers employers with 50 or more employees. So once you have your 50th employee, you are a covered employer. Then you have to look at, is the employee eligible? Okay, that's a different analysis. The employee is eligible if they have worked for the company for at least 12 months, they have worked at least 1,250 hours during the 12 months of leave, before the leave request would start, basically. Okay, that's about 24 hours a week on average. And then they have to, they have to work in a place where there's 50 employees within 75 miles of their work site. Okay. Now, if you have sales folks, okay, so you have sales folks, let's say you have one in every state, right? That's 50 right there. So in that context, you know, you have a home office, let's say you have a home office in Austin with 200 employees, and then you have 50 sales folks in one in each state. Are they covered? Are they eligible under FMLA? The question will be, where do they report to? Okay, it's not where they're necessarily residing. It is where they report to. So if there's just one, then you know that would then they would seem like they're not covered. But if they report to the head of sales in Austin, where there are 50, then they are going to still be covered. So you really need to look at the FMLA regulations very carefully for eligibility, because it boils down to kind of where they report if they're a remote employee. And most remote employees do report to somebody. And if they happen to report to, let's say, a 15-state region,